Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Bite Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mayo.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Care Of and HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. Yep. Let's get this thing started. I know y'all in these white folks' business. Thank you.
Yes! Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
We're going to get into it. The first episode dropped last night.
Amen.
We're filming on a Monday in case you're listening on the Thursday that this actually airs. And it was good. They were setting us up for the setups. But we're going to get there.
Okay.
We're going to get there. Okay. I don't want to go there first. Okay. Let's start with long. Oh, I didn't even do none of my stuff because I got sidetracked.
Amen.
We are sisters on this podcast. And in real life. And in real life, we talk about whatever the heck we want to talk about
on
this podcast on a weekly basis. And we always start with a segment we like to call Long Story Short, where we just catch you guys up on the things that have happened during the week. Mel actually has a really good long story short, so I'm going to tell it. Or I'm sorry, I'm going to let her tell it.
Oh.
And I'm going to remember, maybe I'll edit it out and put it on the thing.
What?
On your story, depending on how you do it.
Oh,
it was more of a mental note for myself.
We'll see. Because, so listen, McKinley went back to school. She's in second grade. I still want to say first grade because it's wild that this girl is in second grade.
Fully.
I don't understand how this happened. She also turned 7.
She's big.
On Saturday.
No teeth in her mouth. Fully 7 years old.
It's insane. But what happened is McKinley went back to school and she has her group of little friends, right? And we've done play dates. We've done birthday parties. Like, mm-hmm. It's fine. It's all good. I know the mama. We be texting each other. It's all fine. And last week, we go to pick up McKinley from school. And the mom had a couple days before, she kind of like waved when I was in the car. And I was like, oh, she's just saying hey, because we hadn't seen her New Year, whatever. So I wave. And she looked like she wanted something, but I didn't get out the car because it's been hot. So I just was like, okay, girl. So she walks away. So she does it the other day, again, like a couple days later. And I'm kind of getting out the car at this point. So she's like, I get out the car and she was like, hey. I'm like, hey, girl, how are you? And so she was like, I wanted to tell you that over the summer, my daughter told me that McKinley slapped her twice and slapped her last year. She mentioned it over the summer break. And so now that I'm seeing you, I know it's a new year, but I wanted to bring it to your attention because they play together at recess and I don't want it to happen again. And I was like, oh. Well, that doesn't sound like McKinley
at all.
But I'll ask her about it. And it's listen, here's my problem. Here's my thing. Because I know how I am about my children, mm-hmm. I expect any other mother or parent in general to be the same way. And I don't want to be fighting in front of an elementary school about our kids.
Right.
Because I expect you to go as hard as I'm going to go. And if you're going to go as hard as I'm going to go, we're going to fight.
We're going to end up fighting.
Because these are my children.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask her about it. But also, like, it happened last year.
School year.
And she tells you over the summer. And so she was like, well, she said it twice. And that's why I wanted to tell you because. So I'm like, okay, girl. So then.
But She didn't see it.
No. She Mm-mm. didn't see it. And then so we keep walking and she says, so McKinley and her daughter have a little like app. It's like a kids video app. So it's like FaceTime, but for kids so that you can, as a parent, like kind of monitor who it is, whatever. So they have this app. And so we're kind of like walking and it's also awkward at this point. Cause like, girl,
I don't want to talk to you now.
I don't really want to talk to you.
The conversation's over.
Why are you can walk, like go act like you're talking to another parent. So she's like, we noticed that McKinley wasn't really on the FaceTime thing over the summer. My daughter couldn't call her. And I was like, yeah, you know, they go to Atlanta for the summer. They, like, spend time with their grandparents. She was like, oh. Well, my daughter mentioned that McKinley told her she threw her iPad in a pool. And I was like, a pool? Mind you.
All of this is alleged, okay?
All of it. But the night before, and I wasn't even thinking, but the literal night before, McKinley went to take a shower and this girl took the iPad in the bathroom with her while she was taking a shower. Not in the shower, but it's in the bathroom. So the iPad is like malfunctioning and I'm like, what is happening? So I take the iPad out of the case and there's like condensation.
Moisture, yeah.
There's water. So I was like, did you take this in the bathroom with you? And so she was like, yeah, whatever. So I'm like, oh, so that's what happened. So when she says the pool, I'm thinking, oh, maybe your kid got it mixed up. So I'm like, oh, she did take it in the bathroom with her. And she was like, she took it in the bathroom. And I'm just like, yeah, it's, you know, whatever. My husband's fixing it.
Yeah.
But then later on, I'm talking to Greg about it. And he's like, Mel, that just happened last night. How would the mom know already? And I'm like, oh, so she really thinks. So now I'm feeling offended because now I'm feeling like for you to bring up that you think my daughter threw her iPad in the pool.
Yes.
Okay. And now you're telling me my daughter hit you. She also had previously brought up some stuff about McKinley and her daughter about some little boy. And I, at that point, I was like, oh, this feels like shade, but I'm going to give you benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Like you can't be coming for me about my, like, that's not what you're going to choose to do right now. But all of this plays, and I'm texting y'all, like,
y'all being me and our other sister.
Yeah, I'm texting Melissa and Monique, and I'm like, so Monique and her pettiness.
Oh my God.
Monique says,
I don't know where, I think I was, this on a Wednesday?
It may have been.
I think I was getting my hair done, and I didn't have my phone at first.
Yes.
So I come back to all of these messages, and I'm listening to Monique be the pettiest that she is.
Monique says, tell her. Oh, well, McKinley told me that your daughter hit her. And I was like, But that didn't happen.
But that didn't happen at all either.
Yeah, but you just should say that. Okay, I don't really think that's a good idea. Okay, I'm going to pivot right here. I'm going to not do that. But anyway, we ended up crafting a message back to her that basically was like, hey, I took your words, yep. which was like, thank you for bringing this up to me. However,
come on,
I spoke to McKinley
yes.
and asked her about what you're saying happened. She says it never happened. We also then had a conversation about hitting, putting your hands on people, and that you shouldn't put your hands on people, and that people also shouldn't put their hands on you.
Right.
Amen. In case
it was the opposite.
Okay. And so McKinley was very like, no, that didn't happen, whatever. So anyway, I ended up sending the message, and hours later.
I was just about to say.
Hours later. She says, the mom says, thanks for looking into it. I'll let you know if anything else comes up on my end. And then I never said anything.
Yeah,
else.
I'm done with this. This,
it's difficult.
It is. These are the interactions that I don't like.
No. It's challenging. Oh,
I don't think she is. Is she a white lady?
No.
I was going to say, I think she's Asian.
She is an Asian woman. Yep.
Yeah. I've met her before. I think at McKinley's yep. birthday party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like these interactions because, number one, they do put you in a very, it's a very defensive
yes.
position.
Yes.
And you're like, I know my daughter.
Yeah.
Aunt Kenny, don't be lying.
No.
And so it's kind of like, I don't. So then what is your MO?
Yeah,
like, why
exactly.
would you bring
why
this to
me?
What is the point of all of this?
Yes.
And if it happened last year, for me, just tell your child. And if she do it again, hit her back.
Exactly.
And
that would have been my thing is like, yo, even if they're playing that, like, girl, and if it happens again, hit her back and also tell me.
And tell me.
So that we can address it.
Correct.
But for you to tell me a year ago my daughter slapped?
And slapped?
That's the thing, too, is the timeline is so long.
Girl, like, slapped your daughter?
A slap?
Statue from of limitations.
First
well.
Grade?
On, statue of limitations in elementary
come
school.
Come on.
Bro. It's past.
And it just doesn't make sense. And they're friends. They've been friends since. Y'all, they didn't have no falling out. They wasn't
yes.
not friends. I don't like said what? Little girl anymore. Okay, then maybe something went down that yeah. we don't know, the adults don't know about. But they've been friends this whole time. Ain't nothing happened. And let me tell you something about McKinley Goosby. This girl is going to tell you about her day.
Oh, my gosh.
So
the whole day.
The whole day. Yes. So that's not something you don't.
No. And I'm like, McKinley, every day, who did you play with at recess? Same little girl. Same little girl. And I'm like, well, listen, if somebody slap you,
come on,
don't play with them at recess.
Yes.
Okay, they're not your friend.
That's
no
not
more.
Your friend.
So you need to tell your daughter, if my daughter hit her, tell her don't be her friend.
They're not
no
friends.
More.
That's not
That's
a friendship.
Not cute.
Yeah.
So bizarre. And also, I don't like that. I don't like it because I'm going to be defensive and I'm it's going if you going to come to me, don't come to me like a woman because I'm going to come back to you like the same kind of woman. We're going to have a problem. Amen. Don't come to me like that because I don't know how else to present myself outside of
yeah.
the protective mother of my children
yeah.
that I am. And I hope you are, too. So let's just be ready.
That it don't make sense. I'm super curious as to like what even could have me after Mel sent the message. I was like, I actually don't even want you to say you talked to yes. Kenny about, yes. you know, hitting because I don't even want her because Kenny, that's not even her temperament.
No,
that's not even her temperament.
No.
So it's like. Don't even give the illusion that this is a possibility that maybe she could have.
Right.
No. McKinley said this never happened. She has no recollection of any occurrence in which this could have possibly happened in this lifetime, the last lifetime, yesterday or tomorrow. I don't know where your
yes.
daughter made this up from.
Wait, actually, to that point, because I brought up the iPad story because after I thought about it all and I felt like, oh, are you? So then in the message, I
yeah.
also said, by the way, I don't know what you were talking about that iPad story, because when I mentioned the shower, that actually happened last night. So I don't know. You wouldn't have known that story already. So I don't know what you're talking about. Her iPad was never in the pool. And nobody owns a pool.
Grandparents don't have a pool. We don't
no.
have a pool. Y'all don't have a pool. Nick don't have a pool.
So maybe
Daddy
your
Nick
daughter lying.
Don't have a pool.
Why your daughter tell this lie? This is a made up story.
It's completely fabricated. Like, nobody has a pool.
It was so weird. So now I don't like her mama.
And that's the thing. It's like, why? That's where I'm like, what is the motivation?
What is the motivation? Now I don't like you.
What's the reason? Why have you concocted this story? Do you think these things? Are you?
Yeah.
What's the issue? And McKinley didn't talk to y'all all summer. How did she say she found out that they got it in the pool?
And they're not in the same class this year. So they only, the only time they have to talk is at recess. She didn't told you all of this.
All of that at recess?
Girl, bye. So anyway.
They over there chit-chatting. And girl, let me tell you.
I know.
And then I went to.
In the middle of swinging on the monkey bars. No, honey. Relax.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't. These are the moms that I can't. I'd be like, girl, you got to get up out of my face because I'm not going to entertain you.
No.
That's what's going to happen. I'm not going to entertain you. I'm going to see your message and I'm going to like it. And then, so my type of petty is that I'm just not going to engage. Mm-hmm. I'm the girl. Bye. This sound fake and made up and stupid. And I know my kids and ask your child. Let's all get in the room together.
Yes.
And ask your child exactly when did it happen? What was the circumstance in which my child decided to slap you?
Which is, girl, that's quite a bit.
That's a lot!
Yeah. Let me tell you what's not a lot, and that is taking care of yourself. And that's why we are so excited to have Care Of as a sponsor for this podcast. Care Of is a subscription service that ships high-quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. We love when stuff comes to us and we don't have to go to it. Amen. If you want to change your life, you have to change your habits. With Care Of, you get the tools and motivation that makes it easy to build and stick with a routine as you move forward from summer into fall, because that is the season that we are in. And so I want to tell you guys that Care Of makes taking your vitamins on the go so convenient with individual daily packs that are perfect for travel. Just throw a few in your purse, gym bag, or suitcase, and you're all set. It's so convenient because, like I just said, they're already pre-packaged for you. And so whether you are traveling, whether you are going just for your day, you're starting your day, going to work, going to wherever you're going, taking care of your kids, picking them up from elementary school after the girl didn't told you that your daughter slapped her, you still have your vitamins with you, and you're gonna need them if that's what you're dealing with. Amen. So I took the very easy survey.
Yes,
you put in what it is that you are wanting the vitamins to address. So whether it's
gut health, skin,
nails, yeah, like all of that stuff, you can tell it
energy.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You can tell it what it is that you are looking to get, and then they, with all of their fanciness, comes back to you with a plan, with a vitamin plan, and then they ship it to you. And like I said, they're prepackaged, which makes it very, very easy. One of the things that I did was energy, as well as gut health.
Yes,
because we have such interesting gut experiences in our family.
Yes, we do.
The way that we eat, how often we eat or don't eat.
Yeah, that's true.
The things that we do, I want to get back into exercising. I know you are, and so focusing on gut health and as well as energy, because I have two children that constantly have me running around. And so taking these vitamins has definitely been amazing for me. I feel more energized. I feel better. And also just my digestion. I am noticing differences in like when I eat, how I feel after that, which is amazing because, again, it's just like not feeling good with your gut is like draining. It affects your whole body.
Every day, all day.
Yes.
Yes, you just feel off.
And you don't know what to do to help it. And so when Care Of is able to tell you, like, this is what we recommend, and then you actually see results from that, it's like amazing. So highly recommend. It's been an amazing experience for me. So for 50% off of your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50.
GJ50.
Again, that is takecareof.com and code is GJ50.
GJ50.
For 50% off of your first Care Of order. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you, Care Of. Anything else on this McKinley baby girl story?
No, girl. That's okay. All.
I have one. I have one more and then we have a couple together.
Yep.
Josiah's new school that he goes to. Yes. Has uniforms.
Oh.
And they have, it's a Catholic school, so they had mass on Thursday or Friday or something like that, one of these days last week. And we get in the car and he's trying to put on his tie. You remember from homecoming.
Yes.
I still don't know how to tie a tie. Like, I remember, but like, I haven't perfected it. So we pull up the YouTube video and I'm trying to like walk him through how to tie a tie. It literally takes the entire like 15 minutes of the ride, okay? Uh-huh. And so by the time By the time we're pulling up to the school, he's doing it, undoing it, doing it. And I'm like, you have to do this. And, you know, you have to be aware because however you're positioning is how it's going to look.
Right.
If it's crooked now, you can't fix it later. It's going to be crooked then. Yeah. So I'm walking him through. He finally like nails it. And it like looks really good.
Oh, nice.
I start bawling. I mean, full on crying. And Josiah is looking at me like,
girl,
you have got to relax.
Pull it together.
No, like legit. He's like, you gotta relax. And I'm like, fully. He's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, it's just happening so fast.
Yeah.
Like, you literally just didn't know how to tie a tie. And now you've like nailed it.
Yeah.
And it looks so good. And you're tall. And he was so handsome. He had his little haircut and stuff. And he was going to mass in his little uniform. And I was like, it's just like, I think for me in the moment, it was almost like his life flashed before my eyes, and not like in a weird, deathly kind of morbid way, but it like my baby boy's growing.
He's
emotional thinking about it. I was like fully crying.
Aww.
I called Kev, and this was the other thing too, is I didn't think we were going to nail it. I thought we were going to get it good enough.
Got it.
And so the fact that he got it
perfectly.
Yes. Aww. I was just like, why would you nail this in 15 minutes? I don't understand how you did it so good, so fast. And you're just so big and you're just so big.
That's
right
so
now.
Funny.
I was like fully crying. He thought it was like literally Josiah's always like, did I do something wrong? Like, are you gonna be okay? I'm like, what am I supposed to do right now that you're bawling?
Yeah,
I don't
right.
Can I get out the car?
Where do we go from
yeah
here?
Where do we go from this moment now? I don't know what to do. So I text Kev too, and I was like, you need to have this moment with your boys. You need to teach them how to tie a tie.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They need to have this moment in their lives with father and son. They need to do it. And he's like, I'm surprised he didn't pull up a YouTube video. I'm like, first of all, he did. That's not the point. Because the YouTube video is going to show you, and I'm literally telling him, I'm like, they're going to show you the mechanics, but like, you know,
yeah.
like the tricks and like, you know, you do it like this, but
yeah.
if you do this, you know, it helps you get it more even or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the YouTube video is not going to teach him that. And like, honestly, I don't care. Like you need to have this moment. So yes, I was fully, fully in tears. And then the conversation transitioned because Isaiah is 17. Joe
yes.
will be 15 in
yep.
like a month, like a little less than a month's time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that by the time Kev was the boy's age, he been knew how to tie a tie
oh.
because of church.
Oh.
So then I start having this thought about
Girl.
How is my parenting?
Oh my gosh.
That my kids haven't learned how to tie a tie
Girl.
Because they don't go to church. You have these thoughts?
I have those thoughts.
It's tough.
It is. It is really tough to think about the relationship that we had with church growing up by default because our
yes.
parents took us and now we are the adults and we don't have our kids in church.
Oh my God. When I started singing, so you transitioned to this weather thing, right?
Yeah.
And I literally started singing. Right when we were leaving, right before we were leaving for Atlanta for the Baltimore the store,
uh-huh.
and they're talking about the hurricane. So me being the churchy mom that I am, I said, Joe, there's a storm out. But I'm like singing it. And Joe has no idea.
No idea.
At all. And I did the whole, to the point where Joe was like, I said, there's a storm out on the ocean. He said, okay. I said, and it's moving this away. He's looking at me like,
girl, what?
Yes. Like, I don't, what is happening right now? Why are you doing this?
Oh, my.
He has no,
yeah.
no. Jesus, what? I don't know him. I asked the boys the other day if they thought, probably because of this conversation, actually, if they were, like, if they believed in Jesus, if they were Christian, like, and they say yes.
Oh, well, praise the Lord.
But isn't that odd?
It is.
Because they don't go.
I know.
I don't know. I'm judging myself.
I be judging me. It's all right. I be judging me. Because I'm like, girl, yeah. When they go to Atlanta, their grandparents be taking them to church.
Oh, and I'm sure they melt.
And and it's not the kind of church we went to. It's different church.
Right.
Okay, Greg's parents go to different church.
They read out the hymnals.
And yes. Well, actually, yes. And they also, it's like such a mega church.
Oh.
And it's like, they sing the way that they sing, right?
Yeah.
And we sang.
Yes.
Okay, and we moan.
Yes.
And we put our hands.
Tarried.
They don't do that, right? They be like, all right, here's the message. All right, go home.
They're on a time schedule.
So it's
And we
very,
believe we don't have no schedule. Let the Holy Ghost
yes.
have his way.
And so it's very, and so that be the church. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do they know Jesus? You need to know Jesus.
I don't, they don't.
But it's our fault.
No, it is. I feel like we have failed our kids. Do you listen to gospel on Sundays?
Yes. You know, I'd be so surprised when McKinley knows the songs. I'd be like, oh, look at me. But she, here's the problem. She also knows like 90s R&B. She'd be like, Alexa, play 90s R&B. Mommy, you gonna play 90s R&B? And I'd be like, oh, girl. And she like knows the songs. That's so I don't really know how I'm doing.
I me either. Because if I think too hard, I'd be like, Jesus, I'm failing.
That's how I feel.
I am failing.
But here's the problem. Because of the relationship I now have with church, I don't want... Church was amazing and is amazing, but it also was toxic.
Oh, my God,
it is. And so that is the struggle, right? I don't want to put them in that toxicity. I want them to know the Lord and Jesus and have a relationship with him. I don't necessarily want them to have a relationship with church.
Because his people are trash. I don't know how to balance it.
I don't. Didn't either.
It doesn't, because you're like, how do I ensure they establish? We need to have Bible study like Mama did. We need to have home Bible study. It's so bad. I don't think I do a good job teaching the boys how to clean their room.
Oh, girl.
I'd be like, why is your room this disgusting?
Oh my God.
Every day.
Listen, the other day, I told Greg, the kitchen isn't clean if you haven't swept the floor.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Correct.
Right. And so now I'm like, if my kids are raised, and I have girls, if y'all are raised, okay, in a way that doesn't include sweeping the floor, wiping down the, doing the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen is not just washing dishes.
Absolutely. 100%.
It includes the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Who raised y'all? Me.
And I've done a terrible job.
So what's wrong with me?
Jesus. A couple weeks ago.
We need to call mom.
We do. Because how did they do it? They don't have chores. They don't do nothing. I came home the other day frustrated. Something happened and Kev was going off on something. I was like, I'm going to take this as an opportunity to go off on all the things I need to go off on. And so I said, y'all live here too.
Amen.
So when there's packages at the door and you're walking over them, like you don't live here. The trash is full, like you don't live here.
Oh, man.
Dishes in the sink, like you don't live here. Take pride and ownership and accountability for the place that you live.
Amen.
Not just me.
Amen.
Clean up. You see these videos on the Instagram, and it's like teaching my son to cook so he's not impressed with your little girls. I'd be like, well, my child gonna be impressed. Okay, you hear me? Isaiah Josiah is going to be impressed because these boys, Joe is actually fairly clean. Isaiah, is the housekeeper coming today? I just want to know if they come in today.
Are they going to clean before my friends get here?
Yeah, because I would love for them to to the point, she don't even come on a weekly basis no more because I feel like you need to clean your room.
Y'all need to clean
up. Yeah, absolutely. You need to clean your room. Matter of fact, I've been doing your laundry for too long. You're now in charge of doing your own laundry. Ain't no reason. I had chores growing up.
Yes.
Then worked my behind off and was able to afford a housekeeper. And you think this is your life?
Hello?
Nah.
This is my life.
You don't come back. You cannot come back.
Clean butt there. Huh?
Yes.
Clean every room in here except theirs.
Correct. You can clean my room.
My house
the
is
kitchen.
Clean.
Your room
is dirty.
I call. Oh, let me tell you this. Hold on. One last thing. I called Monique the other day. Our sister got a new job.
Yes.
And so I've been calling her almost every day, to be honest, to see how the day went.
Yes.
I called her the other day. She was in full Mary Marshall mode.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I think God put it on my heart to call her at that time to save the kids.
Oh.
Because you pick up the phone with somebody and they mid-yelling, still trying to say hello to you.
Oh.
That's how she was.
Oh.
And these dishes. Hello. I know I cleaned the kitchen. I cooked 3 weeks ago. That's the pot. And our poor little nephew.
Oh.
This baby got all the answers.
On me?
Yeah. He got all the answers. That wasn't my day. It's been 3 Mondays. It's been 3 Mondays. How wasn't one of them Mondays your day? I was like, shh. Nephew, shh. Don't.
You got to not talk.
You got to not
right
say
now.
No more words.
Amen.
You got to understand. She just been holding this in. You got to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you she was full.
Not Mary Marshall is in here.
Mama's in here.
Mom, we
she
be acting like you.
No, absolutely.
This is your doing.
Listen. When I went my Mary Marshall mode, okay? When
don't
I was
you
going
feel
out
it too? I'd be like, ooh, I'm acting like my mama right now. Yes. Ooh, I'm acting like my mama right now. She was so right. Let me go back and apologize. Because y'all people in this house are dirty, clean
and
up.
Don't appreciate nothing.
Nothing.
All you need to do, this is what they used to say, make good grades and clean this house. You can't do that.
Oh, Lord.
Be in here acting a mess.
We be in there acting
like... Talking about you don't act like that now. Now, let me tell y'all something. There's a couple things we get straight from my mama, okay? Number one is going off early on a Saturday morning.
Hey, man.
See, here come Kev. The going off early when... Listen.
Saturday morning yelling with church music in the background.
Handshake. They go hand in hand.
That's the Mary Marshall trait right there.
That's, they go together like sugar and grits. Them jokers go to get. If you don't wake up on Saturday morning and wake fuss at your kids.
Girl. But then after the house be clean, you be feeling so good. Oh. The candles be burning. Oh. The windows are open.
Yes.
Fresh air.
The birds are chirping.
And you just sit on the couch like, huh, now don't y'all feel better?
And they be looking like, no.
Yes,
I don't understand how you can concentrate in a house that's dirty.
They be looking so mad like, don't even
I
like
don't
you.
Care.
I don't like
I'll
you.
Sit in filth.
Yes.
I literally do not care. Yeah, I said the sugar and grits thing for y'all on purpose.
Hello? Let me tell you what else goes together.
Getting HelloFresh. Hello?
Because with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So while you're training your kids and telling them all the stuff they need to
yes.
do and trying to teach them how to cook,
come on.
You can also get them HelloFresh. They can learn with HelloFresh.
Yes.
It comes with the cards.
That's actually why I got it for the kids for that reason.
It has the cards, it has the ingredients.
Yes.
It gives them very clear instructions. So you actually just tell them to read
yes.
and do. Admit you. This is. Listen.
It's Hello fantastic.
Fresh, you want to? If you have teenagers and you're trying to get them to learn how to cook, this is how you do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fall is right around the corner, and HelloFresh is here to help you plan for the busy season ahead with tasty dishes delivered to your door. Simply choose your recipes and pick your delivery date. Then lay back and enjoy the last days of summer, knowing dinner is covered. Which is like legit the best experience. I be forgetting because you can like. Pre-plan the weeks like in advance
you sure can. Mm-hmm.
So you can pick your menu out mm-hmm. and then you don't even have to think about it and then just voila on your delivery day here's
that's
your meal
that's the best because ain't nobody got time to be thinking about what to
yeah,
cook
I gotta fix no you I can do it
to.
All in advance all on the same day schedule out and get your stuff it's amazing so banish the end of summer blues with HelloFresh no need to stress about how you'll handle it all this fall come on bar
mm-hmm.
because HelloFresh takes care of the meal planning and delivers pre-proportioned ingredients right to your home so whipping up a homemade meal in is a cinch. Okay, so I just had, because I love HelloFresh, we had meatloaf the other day. There was a meatloaf meal delivered to us that came with mashed potatoes and roasted broccoli. And I want you to know that afterward, McKinley said, everything's always her favorite. Mom, this is my favorite dinner ever.
Aww.
And then the next day, I made something else. And she was like, can you make the dinner from last night again?
Oh, that was really her favorite.
It really. She and Micaiah ate all of it, too.
Oh, that's great.
Greg had, like, I cooked and then he made their plates. Amen. And when I was done doing whatever I was doing, came back in the living room, he was like, they both killed that. They both enjoyed that so much. So one of my favorite meals for sure, well, one of my kids' favorite meals is the meatloaf. So go to HelloFresh.com/50juice.
50 juice.
And use code 50juice.
50 juice.
For 50% off plus free shipping. That is HelloFresh.com/50juice.
50 juice.
And use code 50 juice for 50% off plus free shipping. We love it.
We love it.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, no, that was great. Bald Brothers, we did that in Atlanta
yes.
as well. Phenomenal freaking show.
Oh my
show.
Gosh. Such a good time.
The boys or the guys show is great. I know most of the dates are sold out. Cleveland is not. And if you have not had an opportunity to go and you live in or around the Cleveland area, it is worth the trip.
Yeah.
It is worth the
good
price
time.
Of admission. It is worth it. It was so much fun. And I was like really, really proud of them because Kev, Tahir, Tony all started on the Real Comedians Tour back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge, I mean, you guys have heard the story a gazillion times, but it was a huge risk, a huge potential of financial ruin, okay, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it worked out and it literally created all of this,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you see today, it's just wild.
Yeah.
Like, it really,
it's just wild. I was just really, 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 really proud of them. Freaking fantastic show. Everybody was hysterical. It was a good time.
It was, definitely.
Highly recommend.
We went, I'll just quickly say, we went because it was McKinley's birthday. So we brought her and Kai. So we went to the aquarium in the daytime with the cousins and Grammy came and walked around that big old aquarium, okay? You want to talk about a workout. I literally said, I wish I had my Apple Watch because I wanted to know how many steps I got. But we walked around that. And then went to Grammy's house and had cake and ice cream and then went back downtown so that we can get ready for the show. And then went and it was to your point, just it was really dope. It's just like really to know, like, and they're at the Tabernacle. Like, yeah. I feel like I've been at I don't know how many concerts at the Tabernacle.
One of the guys said, our Uber driver actually said that Ed Sheeran performed there the night before.
Really?
Yeah, he had did obviously the big, huge venue, Mercedes-Benz, I think.
Yeah.
But he had did like a little smaller intimate for him, huge for us, the night before.
So many people perform at the Tabernacle. Yeah. I'm like, yo, this is like really dope. And it sold out. And it just, the energy was good. The vibes, the jokes were good. Like it was really, it was just really, really cool. Greg's brothers got to come out.
Yeah, that was cool.
And his brother's girlfriend came out and daddy got to come out and they brought some friends. It was just a good time. So
highly recommend. Yeah, indeed. It was amazing. If you haven't been, I seriously recommend it. It was a very, very good time. And then we came home to a
hurricane.
Yes. This is the thing. For those wondering, we are okay. Okay. Yeah. Where we are is fine. Further south in California is worse, but we are fine.
Yeah.
This literally looks like Seattle. It looks like Seattle. Yeah. The scariest part was the earthquake. And I was just telling Cam and Mel this morning, or when we walked in, that when the earthquake happened, I was sitting down watching Sister Wives and we had just got home and I was like unpacking, watching Sister Wives, doing whatever. And you feel the shake, the quake. Mm-hmm. And so I look up at the light fixture because that's my signal, like, okay, we're in an earthquake. And I was like, Joe, I think we're in an earthquake because he was in the laundry room. This boy tells me, no, I'm messing with the dryer, moving the dryer, something like that. And I'm like, son, the whole house wouldn't be shaking from the dryer. So then Isaiah, who's downstairs, screams, Mother, I think we're having an earthquake. And I was like, yes, we are. And then, so the earthquake happened, it's over. Everybody's fine. And I immediately went into a panic because I realized I don't think any of us knew what to do in the event of a true, real earthquake at my house. Like, if I'm at school, hide under a desk. Like, you know what to do. I realized I've never had, like, an earthquake drill at my house.
Yeah.
And, like, it freaked me out. Have you had an earthquake drill? Would you know what to do?
I just know you're supposed to go on the doorway.
In the threshold of the door?
That's all I know.
What'd you do?
That's what I was told as well. But I've also heard that that's actually not the safest place in the house, too.
Amen.
I've heard different types of information. Now they say, like, heavy table is probably
I was going to say,
place.
Or under a table. But, like, not a glass one because it may explode.
Or that's the bathroom. Spontaneous. As well, bathtub.
That's
typically.
What I told the boys.
The bathtub!
Because there's not... it's structurally supposedly better, and there's not likelihood of things falling on you, depending on how your bathtub is set up.
I'm not going to my
That's bathroom. Literally why I told the boys to go. I was like, me and Kev are gone a lot, and they're big now.
Yeah.
So I was like, in the event of an earthquake and we're not here, go to your bathroom. My problem with the table is our table, they're near windows.
Yeah, that could be.
Oh.
So if it's a real, true earthquake that's dangerous and the windows shatter,
should you just go outside?
No, you should not go outside. Because then there's more likelihood of things falling on you because things could be flying around. You don't know what's happening.
Got it. All right. Well, child. Well,
I told the boys to go in their bathroom, and there's a little like hallway situation. Actually, it's right in front of the guest bathroom. And I was like, or go there.
Oh,
wherever
it.
You, and there's like nothing over there. There's nothing on the wall. So I was like, go there, go in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I just assumed that would be the safest place. But it did freak me out. I was like, we've been gone all this time living in California where earthquakes are known. And I've never had this conversation. Like I was like, you're terrible. Yeah. Okay. You need to tell your kids how to live and survive.
Well, it's the same with fire drills too. Because like nowadays, no one cares about when their fire alarm's going off in like a public building.
People be like, girl, it's fine.
Like, no, you have to get out. Yeah, you have to get out of the building.
If I don't smell the fire, I'd be like, that's all right. Actually, that's not fair. Sometimes I'd be like, well, how come everybody seems fine? But other times I'd be like, If they're fine, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Everybody's fine.
It's probably all bad. You should, if there's a fire alarm going off, you should do something.
Nowadays, I think about other things more than I think about fires now.
Like earthquakes?
No, like active shooters or something.
Well,
like
that
that's far that more
part.
Likely.
Yeah.
Because how many schools have actually caught fire?
Exactly.
School shootings, that's a thing to be concerned about.
But it's just interesting, post-school, you lose a lot of that.
That's true.
You do.
That's true.
Yeah, that's how I
feel. I used to have them at my corporate jobs, though.
Really?
Yeah, they would be like, all right, and I would be so pissed, like, bro, we are too grown. I got stuff to do. I literally have emails right now when you're going to make me go outside.
Oh, we did have to do that, too. I did do that, boy. That is true. Did I ever tell this story when my fire drill, what's it called?
Fire alarm.
My fire alarm, I said the fire drill, was going off. And I had changed, at home. Oh. This happened 3 weeks ago. And I had changed the battery.
Mm. Oh.
But it had kept going.
Oh. Chirp.
Yes. Oh. And so I saw Mel and Greg. We was actually going to Danny's house, I think. And I say, Greg, can you go to my house? Because the fire alarm's going off. I changed the battery. It's still going off. I don't understand why it would still be going off because I know I did the things. Greg sent a text, and if you could hear the way Greg said it, the way I'm about to say it is what makes it funny. Greg said, Melissa, the fire alarm is not battery operated.
I was just like, but I changed the battery.
But I had changed.
Greg was like,
it doesn't matter because it's.
It doesn't run off battery.
That's backup in case your power.
So that's what he said, is that it was backup. This is the thing. I didn't know that. When the fire alarm went off, I saw a battery. I said, the battery is dead,
but
obviously.
But it's still chirping.
Right. And so when I literally have Postmates, Instacart, whatever it's called, send me new batteries.
You did.
I went in there, replaced it, had my hand aching because it was hard to take out because it was in there snug. And so when they did it, low-key, I'm not even going to lie to you, I was proud of myself. I had to get a freaking, what's this called? The little short ladders. The little short, the stool ladders. Uh-huh. I had to get on that. I was on my tippy toes. First of all, you couldn't tell me I wasn't Bob the Builder. First of all, the way I was so, like, first of all, I did that. Kev's not here either. And boom, this is now fixed.
Girl.
And that thing still was going off. Greg was like, you are a dum-dum because this is not battery operated. Therefore, the battery didn't work. You see this wire?
Listen.
Reconnect the wire. And now it's fixed.
Listen.
I said, I don't. Sorry, Greg. I don't know what to tell you. I thought I had did right. I did not.
You did not. That was so hilarious. Let's go to Black Twitter trends.
I'm with
you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was looking up. Let's start with this tweet that I saw, and it said, "What is the incident? What is the thing that happened at your high school?"
Yes.
And I was bringing it up to Cam and Melissa before we started recording, and Cam apparently has an incident at his school. He's going to tell us about.
Okay. So I don't. I think it was my junior year in high school, the football team, I knew a couple kids on it, and apparently all of them were caught buying drugs, opiates from another student, and under the rules, you're supposed to get kicked off the team.
Yeah.
But had that happened, we would not have had any football players at all that year, minus maybe three of them. And that year
so clearly you guys had a really good football team.
Yes, that was like our school, we had other sports, but we were known, the football team was better of the teams. And of course, we had football that year, so the entire incident was covered up.
That's what's crazy.
And it's a high school.
It's a high school.
It's not even college. It's high school.
I think a handful of kids maybe were suspended. I know the kid who sold them it was definitely. But I mean, other than that, nothing else happened.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But you know, sports are
especially small school sports. They're gonna. That's their money.
That's their money.
They make money off of it.
And you follow the money, and you will find
every time
something illegal.
Every
time. That's crazy.
I was trying to think about ours. Our school was just bad. There was just a lot of fights all the time. That's literally where Pop the Trunk came from because there was so many fights. But nothing that I recall, nothing major. Before I go into what else I'm going to say, you don't have one.
I don't have one. We didn't go. We went to a military infused school. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, it was regular folk, but also that's where all the people from Fort Lewis also went to that school. And so I don't have one. I cannot think of anything that happened crazy at that school.
Okay, so first of all, I want y'all to tell us y'all incidents in the comments because I just feel like it's going to be a good time. But the other thing, the other tweet that I saw was, let me just read it. Okay, and it's going to correspond. But this girl said she was bored. This girl said she was bored and looked up, she said, was bored and looked up my fifth grade crush. This N-word is serving 24 years in prison. Oh, my gosh. So I saw that, and then I thought about, okay, so the incident in my middle school that it was in high school was that this boy one day, like during lunch, got arrested. We were in seventh grade. Here's the tea. Greg is the first boy I ever kissed, but if there was a boy that I kissed first, there was this boy in seventh grade who was my first kiss. We was playing like truth or dare one time at this girl's house, and I kissed him, right? And so on Friday, when I was, this past Friday, we were going to Atlanta.
I was just about to say 3 days ago, Friday?
When we were going to Atlanta on Friday, Micaiah was not go to sleep, even though I was hoping she would, but she didn't. And so I'm just like up, and I have her watching like Frozen. So I'm just like scrolling, and I was like, this is before I even saw the tweet.
Okay.
I was like, the boy's name is so specific that I have just never forgotten.
Yeah.
So I looked up his name. He in jail.
For what the?
Murder.
Murdered who?
30 to 60 years.
Oh, he murdered.
You should do the case for the podcast.
Well, not girl, but you know what I mean? Yes, the first boy that I kissed and didn't kiss, he is
for
in
30 to 60 years.
30 to 60 years. That's, he killed a boy.
That's, why is mom calling me when you know we on the podcast? Mom calling you about this kiss.
Well,
that's exactly what she calling you about.
Yes.
Mom, you on this podcast?
No, I put a restraining order. When Melanie was high school, I put a restraining
order. Okay, girl.
You know who she's talking about?
Yes.
Don't say his name, Mom.
It wasn't a man. It was a girl.
Okay, that wasn't... Bye. You got to go before we get these people. Before we get... She said it was a female?
Yes.
Wait, you kissed a girl?
No, and I liked it. Okay, bye. That's not true. That's not what happened. Wait, that's two different stories. She's responding to the part about what was the incident in your high school. The incident she's talking about was not like the incident. But in high school, my senior year, this boy that I knew one time that I was like dating, we had stopped dating, and then he started dating a girl who I thought was my friend. I told you this story.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They started dating.
This is a separate story. Okay, I'm with it. Okay.
Middle school boy, the end of that story is that man's in jail right now because he murdered somebody. He was charged with options was first, second, and I think third, but he actually got convicted of third degree murder, so he's in jail for 30, 60 years. That's what I found out on Friday when I was on the airplane, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I saw her tweet that was like, her fifth grade crush is serving 24 years, and I literally responded, and then I took it down because I felt weird. I didn't want to be judged. But at first I responded like, oh my gosh, girl, my first kiss is serving 30 to 60.
That is cool. Okay, but wait. Okay, two things. First of all, that's wild. Super wild. But then the second thing is everybody, so the restraining, what's the restraining order? So, because now everybody need to know that.
Okay, so listen. I don't know whose life I'd be living, but it'd be somebody's. What happened is, let me give you context. It's important context. Kev has repeatedly told this story about a church fight.
Oh,
there was a fight happening at the church, okay? The person who the people came to the church to see was my ex.
That's so true.
Okay.
That's 100% true.
We were all there at the church. They came to fight him because he was reckless.
He was being wild. He was being wild.
Okay. So that guy,
he was in the streets bad. You know when
he
church
was like
people,
fake bad though.
He was. That's what I was about to say. You know when the church people say the devil take you further you want to go,
amen,
keep it longer you want to be, but that it's the devil because you wasn't really fully in charge of your life at the time. It was the devil.
Yes. Yes. The other thing, okay, I'm going to tell the restraining order, sir, but I just want to give you context about him. What also happened is before I went to Spelman, that is who I was dating, and mom at one point, we got some letters in the mail to our house, okay? And mom was like, why is mail coming for your boyfriend to our house? Mom knew, everybody knew him, right? Okay, whatever. So the mail comes and we open it, and it turns out he had been... like putting in some kind of car, or no, cashing fake checks. That's what happened.
He was cashing
fake checks, so he had been stealing money from the bank. And so they, of course, with surveillance, was like seeing his face. I don't know how they connected his life to my address, but they did. So the bank, U.S. Bank, sent a letter in the mail saying that they are looking for this man and he owes them a bunch of money. Mom said, let me tell you what your mama did. She opened the letter and she's like, Mel, do you know anything about this? I'm like, girl, no. Like, I don't, I mean, I'm not doing that. I went to the U.S. Bank with him one time and I was like, oh, shoot, they got me on camera. Like, girl, I'm not built for that. I'm like, right or kinda. So anyway, mom gonna say, I never thought he was like stealing, forging checks. I thought maybe he was cheating on you. And I was like,
you thought he was cheating on me?
But he was.
But he was. He was doing that too.
Oh my God. He did all of that.
He loves the Lord now.
That's his business.
Y'all want to know what he's doing today? Pastor.
Anyway, the point is, this particular man, back to high school, we had been dating, we had broken up. And so a girl that I was cool with, or so I thought, started dating him after we were dating.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm fully together on this story.
She started having a problem with me. I'm like, girl, you're dating my dude. Why you got a problem with me and you're dating him and he was mine?
Yeah.
So we're seniors and the year is winding down and it's getting close to graduation. And she had gotten a bunch of girls. They were going to jump me. They were literally like threatening me, saying that they were going to jump me. And I'm telling mom, and one of the girls that they were trying to have jump me, we like know her.
Didn't the girl recently reach out to you?
No. Oh. Her friend reached out to me.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, we're going to jump you, whatever. The problem is one of the girls, she didn't know that I was like cool with, like, we know their family to this day. So I hit up her like, girl, they saying you involved in like trying to get me jumped or whatever. And she was like, girl, I'm not jumping you. Like, girl, that girl's wilding. That's not going down. So anyway, I'm telling mom and mom's like, no, you are walking across that stage.
It was at the end of senior year.
It was literally the end of senior year. So we went up to the police station. Mom got a restraining order against her. And so she couldn't be within a certain amount of feet of me. So they were, I don't even think she was able to walk because she could not be in. They ended up making her stay at home for like the rest of the school year. They had to like send her like homeschool essentially for the end of the year because she could not be within a certain amount of feet of me.
What is so wild is, girl, it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't even like over that,
Nicole. Like, it truly.
We both don't got up. And we both don't. Well, I don't know who she was. I definitely don't.
But it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't even worth it.
It wasn't worth it. Because now this is your story for your graduation. Over, girl, bye. It wasn't worth it.
That is how the end of senior year. And what's so stupid is after that, I got back with him.
You did, actually.
Actually, he ended up going. He was my prom date.
He was.
I can
see those pictures.
That's the reason we ended up getting back together is because I wanted to be so petty that I was like, girl, you think he's yours? I'll take him to prom. I'll ask him right now. He'll come. And then he came.
Because we had known him forever. We girl, literally, like,
don't try me like that.
Knew him forever.
Yes. So, anyway.
That is hysterical.
Those are Black Twitter trends.
We have one more Black Twitter trends, which was really... because we're almost done. Okay. Oh, we still got to do Sister Wives.
And we didn't even talk about Derek Jackson.
That's exactly where I wanted to go.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
It goes in with the toxicity of this Black Twitter trend.
So if you're watching the Honey-Do List, there is an after show. That's not an after show at all. We were supposed to, we just talk. But it's me, Kev, Mel, Greg. There's so many stories on that.
It was a good time.
Like, low-key, it's the podcast you didn't know you wanted.
100%.
That was limited to 8 episodes. It's so freaking good. It's a good time. Okay,
Derek Jackson. I didn't even introduce it because I was waiting for you.
Derek, you want to do it?
No, go ahead. Amen.
That's because I was about to say something crazy. Derek Jackson, the current husband, they're not divorced.
Oh, that's right. I was like, wait,
of Danaya, well, they're estranged, obviously.
Yeah.
Of Danaya, I think that's how you pronounce her name. I think it's Danaya Jackson, did a podcast an episode of Dear Future Wifey with Lataris. And child, I'm trying to debate how I want to say this.
I know, right?
Because we want to know y'all thoughts on the podcast because these are my honest to goodness thoughts.
Okay.
he didn't come across as unlikable as I really truly wanted him to be.
Amen.
That's not to say he isn't without fault.
100%.
And he readily admitted those faults.
Yeah.
But the way I was so ready to like really truly not like him, really truly be like a gotcha moment or whatever, for whatever reason, y'all are saying it was a they said manipulator, slimy narcissist. It wasn't authentic.
Oh. That's not what I got.
That's not what I got either.
That means he got me. That means I can be manipulated.
I was manipulated. Okay. All right. The textbook narcissist.
Okay.
Yeah. I got God. That's my honest.
I can't believe y'all got that y'all felt that way. Y'all got to teach me y'all ways, because listen, the problem I also have with like going with interviews of people, particularly that I don't care for or that I go into not caring for, is that if you are apparently good at being a manipulator, if you're a master at it, I fall for that. And any inkling or any humanization that you can give, right? Like, I will then hold on to that.
Yeah.
Like, I look for the human side of people. Yeah. And so watching that interview, as long as you ain't saying something completely outlandish and something like I can reasonably understand, then I'm like, oh, actually, that could be the truth too.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm not saying everything he said was the absolute truth.
Right.
But it begins to give you a different perspective, and you're able to say, okay, somewhere in the middle is what happened here. And this is understandable.
It was the part that I thought was so interesting is that he didn't refute nearly anything that Danea said.
Right.
There was only one thing that I remember in this moment that he was like, we remember this differently.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything pretty much lined up. It was just, I felt he was just giving the other side of the coin, which I think partly why it felt believable to me.
Yeah.
Because if I'm lining it up against what Danea said, there wasn't a lot of mismatch. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand. I don't know, child. Listen, I was duped. I will say, not that I'm a fan, not that I'm going to follow him, not that I'll be taking his advice. None of that.
Right.
Okay, let's all be clear. I still stand by what I said. However, he didn't. And maybe it's his PR training.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therapy. Maybe it's manipulation. Maybe it's kind of a combination of all of those things. I don't know. But I didn't walk away the same way Latera said this in the podcast, and I was like, oh, good. I'm happy I'm not the only one. He was like, I really wanted to make sure there wasn't, like, she wasn't suffering, like, a mental illness
before
he brought her on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I truly thought maybe there was a mental illness. For him, it was, like, the opposite. Like, oh, actually, this kind of, y'all should have never got married.
Right.
But, like, given the fact that y'all did and how things played out, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. Yeah. So that was it. I don't want to say too much because.
Well, but I want to say this. I'm looking at the comments.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave that interview with, like, he was right and she was wrong.
Oh, no, absolutely.
That's not at all what I
They were toxic
saying.
Together.
They were toxic together. And I think what I at least am trying to say is that, sure, emotionally articulate, I'll take that. What I'm trying to say is I was actually surprised at his ability to articulate or communicate what exactly was happening for him. Not that his justifications made me like him.
Right.
Not that his justifications made what he did okay. That's not at all what we're saying.
Yeah.
We're only saying that it was surprising that he was able to present his side in a way that was like, oh,
I understand that.
I understand what you're saying. Again, not that he was right and she was wrong. Not like any of that. It was just surprising. It gave perspective.
That is
the only point that we're raising. And I don't, I saw a little bit about, like, maybe church, but I don't know about church having anything to do with how I looked at what he was saying. Again, for me, it was just surprising that he was able to articulate his emotions and what was happening. And it just gave a perspective that I didn't think I would be able to get from him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Let's move on because that is how.
Yep.
All right. So the last thing I want to say that was trending on Twitter is Kiki and Usher's song. So this is the thing. There was a whole apparent Twitter conversation about, did she go too far? I said this, I don't know if I said this on this podcast or if I just said it to Kev or on a group chat, but I said I was really hoping that Kiki didn't lose the relationship with her the father of her child, uh-huh. that will forever be the father of her child,
sure.
for this moment in time.
Wait, for what? For the video?
Me, no, not just the video.
You're just saying
everything that led up to the video. Merch.
Okay.
The video.
You're saying you hope. Okay, keep going. Keep going.
Meaning I hope she wasn't like being petty for us and ruining potentially forever or a very long time the relationship that she's the only person that has to have with the father of her child.
Okay.
Because that's just not smart.
Okay.
Okay. Because at the end of the day, we're all laughing, having a good time, your Twitter conversation, but you still have a child to raise who is a baby.
Okay.
And you're going to have to co-parent with that man.
Okay.
Forever.
Okay.
So you just got to be gentle with that.
Okay.
With all of that said, because Kev was like, well, when did she go too far? My thing is, you got to do the video. You got to do the video with Usher. So maybe don't do the merch. Maybe don't do the merch.
Oh, no. I love all of it.
You're here for all of it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Say
and I feel like he ruined it when he decided to try to play her on the internet.
Okay.
And so wherever you pitch the tent, we're going to have a circus. That's how I feel. He pitched the tent.
I know,
and
she did the merch first. That's my purpose. She
and
did
I have a circus. And I am here for the circus.
She came in.
I love it all. You should have sat there and ate your food.
Yeah, but then I feel like she could have did one
Mm-mm.
public,
Mm-mm.
and then you gotta
Mm-mm.
because think about their relationship now.
Yes,
child, think that's about, miserable.
He shouldn't have did that. You should have sat miserable. Down. You should have ate your food because Kiki was first of all, sir. Usher is minding his business.
No, shut up.
This is
Usher's
a
being
show.
Usher. Usher's being Usher.
This is entertainment.
Yeah, Usher's being Usher.
And she is in her bag right now.
Mm-hmm.
She looks amazing.
Kiki
okay?
looks amazing.
She is having the time of her life. I love the mamahood on her.
Yeah, she looks great.
Good. I love it. And so the video, like, girl, if you going to be embarrassed at the hands of the man, make some money off of it.
Oh, my God.
Make all the money. Make the bag. Make the merch. Make the video. Make the things.
Listen.
Make the appearances. I personally loved it.
This is where we are fully gin and juice, okay? This is where we are fully gin and juice. Because while I agree with the sentiment, mm-hmm. I really am thinking about, and maybe I shouldn't because it ain't my business. I'm not Kiki and I'm not old dude, so it really don't make me, no, never mind.
Fair.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so why do
yeah.
I care? I actually don't.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine what, and again, this really is a Kiki problem. It's not my problem.
Yeah.
It's a Kiki problem that their relationship is going to be kosher after this, after everything she's done. And I just wonder if in the future, if she might say like, dang, I went too far, or I wish I didn't, or it didn't have to be as difficult. I just feel like this co-parenting is already very difficult.
100%.
Co-parenting is very difficult.
Yeah.
And then when it's like a ugly public kind of, and she
that
has
he started.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay.
He was wrong from jump.
Yeah.
She definitely was like, I'm finna blow it up. Though.
Absolutely.
That's
and
crazy.
I actually think that video was so fun.
That's why I say the video. I know the merch came first, but yeah. That's why I say she shouldn't have did the merch because the video really isn't that bad.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's cute.
She could have played him in that video
yeah.
and wore the outfit.
Yeah.
She could have been grinding all on Usher. She really could have played him. He should be thankful. He should be like, dang, girl, you could have played me. I appreciate you.
You know good whether he ain't gonna say that.
Well, he should. If he want to have a good co-parenting relationship, his best bet is to repost the video and be like, y'all go support my baby mama because she did that.
I was
that.
Really hoping he came out at the end when he was in the bed.
Well.
When she was in the bed, I was really hoping.
If he ain't apologized, he ain't. Mm-mm.
I wonder what their conversations is now. I would love to know
I feel
what
she,
their conversations
she
is now.
She probably was like, you see my video?
She, Kiki.
Because I am a mama.
She's so into that way.
I love it. I love it. I thought it was great.
Let us know what y'all think because maybe it wasn't kosher before the incident. I don't know. But it seemed that they was at least together. That's why he had an issue with it to begin
with.
Well,
and what's so funny is she had just that video. She had did an interview and it had just started circulating on the internet before the Usher thing happened.
You Wait, saw what video?
It was she had did like an interview or something and it was like they asked her, if a girl comes to you as a woman and is like, whatever, you seen your man doing whatever. And she was like, I'm going to be like, you seen your man? Like, she was saying she going to make a joke out of it. I'm going to find the clip, because she literally just addressed, like, if something happened with her dude, she was going to make a joke out of it and be like, what's going to happen? I'm going to address him behind closed doors. But, like, if you going to address me in public, like, it's going to be funny. And so, hey.
Well, she doubled down.
Hello, circus.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Sister Wives.
Let's do it.
All right. Sister Wives, season 18, episode 1, premiered last night.
Yes, indeed.
Have you been in these white people's business? That's going to be the catchphrase for this show. Let's get into these white people's business. Yes. Ciao.
Well, so wait, listen. I am still, catching up? Just started on the season before this one.
Okay.
So I ended 16 and went into 17, and that's where this is the real setup.
Yes.
16 ends with Christine leaving him, but only because this FN word, who is not at all an N word, but he told her he don't want to have sex with her no more.
Sure.
Like,
did.
Quite literally, like, no, I'm sure. Not interested. And then tried to gaslight her and saying
that it's not exactly what I said. Yeah.
And so she said, okay, well, you can't be in my room no more. And if you can't be in my room, that means you can't be in my house no more either. So I'm going to pack your stuff.
And get out. And put it in the garage. Out. And he's still mad about that today.
That piece of context is very important.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It was the last straw, though.
Yes.
She was already fed up.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But it was like, and we can't even have sex.
Yes.
Why am I here?
And you having sex with everybody else, but you just not going to have sex with me.
No, he ain't having sex with everybody else. He only having sex with...
Well, and that's apparently what the case is.
He's in a full monogamous relationship with four wives.
He has a wife that he likes.
Absolutely.
He does not like the rest of them.
He don't like none of them.
But all of that to say, one more thing, and then I want to get to last night's episode. The other thing that happened, which is so hilarious and feels like something even I subscribe to, and I don't really want to. I want to be pettier than this. But there was one episode that I was watching. He and Janelle were, like, arguing.
Oh, Janelle's getting bucked this season, too.
She is. Janelle is leaving, right? I think they're at Robin's house, probably, because that's where he spent his time. Mm-hmm. And Janelle is, like, leaving. They had just been going at it. And she's like, okay, bye. Like, I was like, y'all hate each other in this moment. And you're still like, okay, bye. Like, you're forcing yourself to, like, end on a good note.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I do that too, and I hate that. Like, I just be wanting to, like, I have hung up the phone on somebody because it feels so disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's like, we can hate each other in this moment, but I'm still going to, like, not disrespect you in the way of being, like, click or just, like, walking away. Like, I'm still going to be like, okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Bye. So, anyway, that was my tidbit.
I'm going to announce that I'm hanging up on you.
That's not the same. It's just like click.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's the respectful disrespect. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Last night.
So we start off with Let's just go straight to Christine because this is the moment that's worthy. Okay. This is the part that's worthy to bring up. When she was doing her confessional, she said, "We're in my house."
She was hype. She was so hype.
Oh my God! So excited.
It's great.
And then when she said, I'm not married to Cody, and it's just so awesome.
So awesome.
It was like giggling like a little girl on Christmas.
As if it's like when you first get into a relationship and you're happy, except it's like,
I'm getting a divorce.
Yes. Like divorce party.
What is it? Celebrating my divorce.
Yes. Click, 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 brown sugar.
Yes. She is so happy. Like, even this is what it's so funny. When she did the like lunch date with Cody or whatever it was, he is clearly.
Oh, he's pissed.
He's so mad.
He's so upset.
And she is just, there's no need for awkwardness.
She's like, oh, are you still mad about that?
Oh, we're divorced. There's no reason. So listen, I'm here because we want to talk about Christmas. So what I'm going to do is go to Janelle's house and then I'm going to move up here, spend some time with my mom and dad. And I'm going to come down. I'm going to come see you. Yeah. How does that work for you? You can't laugh. What are you guys doing for Christmas? How's
life? She's so happy. She's so unbothered.
She is annoyingly unbothered happy.
And he is
pissed
angry.
Off.
He is so upset.
Oh, he is angry.
It is so great to see. He literally says before their lunch date, I want to spend some time hating her.
Yes.
Oh, bro, you are mad.
Oh, he is so mad. And he needs to be. Like, I actually want to see Cody fully in his madness because it's going to make for great television.
Oh, yeah.
Like, go lean in, Cody. Be angry. Be upset.
He's
be
a villain.
Pissed.
Yes.
Be, do it. This is the other part that I think is so funny. Okay, I got to get my questions out for tomorrow because I know we're just going to talk. This other part I found to be hysterical. Favorite wife campaigning to comfort him in the mist.
He's so tired and he just needs a break and we just need to carry the torch.
Bitch.
Because when your
girl,
when your teammate is down,
girl,
it don't work like that. That's not what's happening here.
No, I do not understand the way that favorite wife campaigns for
him. I don't either.
It is a type of delusional love. It can't be healthy.
Mm-mm.
There's no way.
No.
That I don't understand it. And then her awkward relationship that she's now forged with Mary.
With Mary.
When did that happen?
And she's like, well, the state status of their relationship. And I just want it to be better. That man hates Mary.
Hates Mary.
He'd be saying we're friends. And she'd be like, well, with friends, you got to at least communicate. Yeah. We don't even talk.
We don't even do that.
Girl. What?
I don't understand it. Let me tell you who I'm excited for this season. Apparently Mary's gone though too.
She's been gone to him. She's just been there this whole time. She should have removed herself from this situation when she divorced him.
Yeah,
when
she
they went
have.
Through with the full divorce.
Absolutely.
He was like, "Oh good. Done here. You look stupid."
For 5 seasons.
You have looked so stupid.
For 5 seasons.
The way he talks to her, the things he says to her, and she's just like, I'm going to keep fighting.
I'm here,
honey,
because we
yourself.
Can make it.
Love no, yourself.
No, seriously. No, for real. No, for real. Seriously. The Janelle this season?
Oh, man. Oh, my.
We haven't even synced at all.
I like her.
Oh, but I feel like she's finna take Christine times
yes.
two. She's finna.
I'm all in for Janelle now. I this whole time has been like, oh, girl. Because Christine has been such the star.
Yeah.
Okay, you just, like, naturally, like, love Christine. But now I'm like, oh, Janelle finna turn up.
Because when she cussed him out, when he walked out, she said, F you. Yo. I said, oh. And she's the most conservative one. I feel like historically of all of them, she kind of leans a little bit more conservative, like Mormon conservative than, like, the rest of them. Because even when, I think... The name is Leon now. I think Mariah is Leon now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think
I think he has transitioned to Leon, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
The fact that favorite wife was as understand what caught me off guard. I did not expect her to be like as supportive and understanding as she
was. It was great, actually.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Amazing.
It was the one moment where I was like, I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, I
thought she 100%. Handled it.
I do too.
Really well.
I agree.
But anyway, I say all that to say, but she still doesn't strike me as like she is so caught up and delusional believing the high. Did she say this last night or was it a clip where she was like, I just wanted to be on the rocking porch?
Oh, Robin said that. Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. It's weird. Like La La Land of like, this is polyamory. We're just going to, me and my sister wives and the rest of them are like, F all y'all. I'm out of here.
I want to know how Cody, it was a clip. I want to know how Cody, progresses through the season.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super curious if he still believes in polygamous relationships.
I thought he said he didn't.
I heard him kind of teeter on it. Mm. I don't know if he said it definitively unless I missed it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't know then too. It was late. But I was, and it wasn't yesterday. It was in a previous
episode.
I was watching an episode where Christine has just said, like, we're divorcing. And he has to go ordain. He's an officiant for a wedding.
Oh,
he's on his way to officiant a wedding. And he's like, I don't even know if I believe in marriage. I'm trying to. He's asking his friend, like, are you sure you want to do this? Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, it's going to be OK. Like, I'm marrying her type stuff. But he was talking about how
I think I remember
he
this.
Doesn't even really like the idea. He just seems teetering on the whole thing. Like marriage is.
Yeah, I felt like he's like this, but he hasn't like confirmed it.
Yeah.
This is the other thing I thought was super interesting. Did you notice they don't have catchphrases at the beginning, at the top of the episode?
I did notice that. What's happening?
And the music was so intense.
It was so intense.
It was so intense.
Literally, I was watching with Greg and I said, this is a drama.
Yeah, no, legit. No, it was.
This is now a drama.
Yes.
The music, the opening, everything is giving you
Like, this is intense.
House of Cards.
Yes.
And it's all crumbling down.
Yes.
We are no longer in, like, reality TV.
No.
Love and hip hop.
No.
We are in House of Cards.
No. I 100%. I was saying, Kev, they didn't have, because I purposely paid attention to, because I wanted to hear what they were all going to say.
Yeah.
And they were just standing there. Creak, 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 crack.
Like, oh. So, is that where we are now?
What a time.
What a time.
Wait, there was one more thing I was going to say about Janelle and she don't like. You know, oh, this is what it is. Let me tell you. Let me tell you where he messed up.
Cody?
Yes. He be thinking that, like, these are our children. So, like, my children with Christine, my children with Janelle. But when shit hits the fan, they be like, my kids.
Absolutely.
You they daddy sometimes and you show up, but then my kids.
Perfect.
And when it comes down to it, they make decision based off of the health and security 100%. And the benefit of their children.
Shona.
And that's what he effed up.
Yep.
Because if I ever gotta choose between you and your mama or anybody else around here and my children,
I'm choosing my
children. I want you to know the people that came out of me will be chosen every damn time.
And that's why COVID blew this out from the
and
inside out.
And that is what happened.
Because
Christine and Janelle were like, oh, so you won't come over because my kids are going to be out? Well, then we won't see you.
Correct. Oh, because he won't come, he can't come. So then I also,
okay,
I won't be present either.
See you later.
Bye.
Literally.
And then Janelle and Christine conspiring.
Yes.
So you want to get together because we can't go over there.
So if we can't see him, y'all just want to have Christmas together.
Let's just the two of us be together. And Christine, this girl's so doggone petty. And she's just being more vocal with
it. Yeah, yeah.
When they were like, they're going to have something at Robin's house. She said, no. I don't want to.
Why would I go over
there? I'm not going over there. I don't really want to.
I said, oh.
So I won't be going to Robin's house.
It's so great. I love it.
She is here.
Effed up. You effed up, Cody. Yeah, you got the wrong ones.
Correct. It took them a long time.
It took them a while. But when them kids, when COVID happened and they had to choose between him and their kids, he saw where he was on the totem pole.
Which is why I know last week everyone was saying, no, things were really great. Cody said it last night, but people were saying in the comments, like, no, they were really great when you watched from the beginning. Cody said last night, and I was like, I think that's true. Cody said that we were good. No, we were dysfunctional, but we wanted to be good.
Yep, I agree.
And so we just did it. And I think that's why the reason COVID was able to have them implode the way that they did, even if I'm sure it trickles back to even when Favorite Wife entered the scene, you know, those years ago.
Yeah.
But it's because they never really were good.
Absolutely.
And you know that too, because they all lived together. All the original wives lived together. They never wanted to do that again. Ever. They all wanted to keep their own places.
Robin never experienced it. That's why.
Yes.
You're right.
And she's the only one that's delusional enough to think we can all just do it and be happy ever after and kumbaya. Yeah. And all the other ladies are like, first of all, we did it then because our kids were young and we kind of had to. I actually never liked her and I barely liked her. We just kind of forged a bond because our kids were young and together we didn't like Mary.
Mm-hmm.
But we all don't really get along.
Right.
So the idea of going back and living together, girl, no. Never.
Yeah.
I will have my own space, period.
Yeah.
That's what's just going to happen. And I think COVID just exacerbated the division that was already underneath the surface.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, one more thing I'm going to say, and then we could go because we're
out of time today. But the other thing is, what I was saying this to Greg when we were watching last night, what's so funny is, like, I and my maybe naivete, call it what you want, but when I would, when I think about polyamory, I can, not accurately, but I can simplify it down to sex and a man wanting to have sex with multiple people,
right?
Like you can simplify it down to that and taking away, like, I'm sure all the other intricacies and like whatever about it. And when I got to him, when I got to realizing, oh, so he told Christine he don't want to have sex with her. He obviously don't have sex with Mary. and he ain't really seeming like he liked Janelle. And now all he, so he has the ability to the point Christine is saying, I want intimacy. And he is like, no.
Yes.
I'm only going to have sex with Robin. I said, oh, wow. This actually is so much more, even from his male perspective, which again, a lot of times, right? Like you can put men just want to have sex and you can simplify it to that. And this man has the ability to, and he's like, no. I'm only going to have sex with this one person. Yeah. And I was like, polyamory is a facade. This is fake.
Yes.
The idea that polyamory is about having these very healthy and multiple relationships with these relationships with these women.
Right.
It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even do it. And it's not even worth the sex to keep them around. It's not even worth that. It's like, y'all can go.
Literally. But then when they go, he be mad.
But then he be mad.
But that's why the religion part of it is so, it's very interesting to mm-hmm. me. It's very, very, very interesting to me that it is a religious practice that brings hell.
Oh, man.
It just brings a lot of, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to have to look up the difference between polygamy and polyamory. Did I use the incorrect term?
Oh, not polyamory.
I don't know what the difference is. I'm very ignorant to that. Let me tell you, my experience with one of these words is sister wives. Oh, okay. Brother husbands.
Polyamory, uh-huh. The practice of engaging in multiple romantic relationships with the consent of all the people involved.
That's polyamory.
Okay, here we go. Polygamy. Okay, in short, polyamory is the act of having intimate relationship with more than one person at a time.
Okay.
A polyamorous person might have or might be open to having multiple romantic. Okay,
I thought we did polyamory.
Polygamy,
okay.
On the other hand, involves being married to multiple partners. So this is polygamy.
Polygamy is marriage.
Yes.
Polyamory is just relationships. You don't have to be married?
Yeah, it sounds like. It's having intimate relationships with more than one person at a time.
So at this point, they're polygamous kind of because he was married, but he actually wasn't polyamorous because he wasn't even having sex with them. He just was married to them.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I didn't know that. Very good. Thank you very much for that
lesson there.
Yeah, that lesson.
All right.
Okay. So we'll be back in these white people's. It's only going to get better.
Yes.
That's the thing. This season, it's all because Janelle and Christine are on a freaking PR campaign.
Yes, they are.
Right now, telling everybody all the business.
It's great.
Yeah. People magazine, yes. Doing all the interviews, sharing all their business.
They love it.
Because they are done.
100%.
I want to know when Mary goes out on her PR run.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last thing I'm going to say. The other thing that pissed me off about Mary, though, is when she was like, everyone thinks it's all about religion and I'm stuck. You don't know me.
I know.
Then why haven't you left?
Why aren't you gone?
Because you are holding on to literally nothing.
Nothing.
He is not. Before the catfishing incident, he wasn't interested mm-hmm. in you. The catfishing incident only
100%.
Gave him something to like latch on to. But other sugary travel. I don't know what this is. So I'm not quite sure. Girl, leave. You really should have been the first to leave. There's no reason Christine was the first to leave.
No, it's
Mary
not.
Should have left seasons ago.
Absolutely.
Seasons ago. It just, and I, from the way it's looking.
Do the thing.
From the way it's looking, it looks like Mary's going to be the last one to leave. It looks like Christine, Janelle, then Mary. Which again, makes no sense. All right, we're done here. Thank you guys so much for joining
us. Thank you.
We appreciate your time. Yeah, this is the divorce season.
Until next time.
Bye.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Bite Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.